Welcome to Emergency Contact, the podcast where people tell good stories about bad injuries. My name is Brian Russo, and with me is Mr. Andy Fitch.
Hey, everybody. I'm not a doctor.
Andy's not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. That's it. Not going to do some stupid bit with it.
No, we're not.
So don't talk about it anymore.
I do want to tell a little story before we get to our guest.
Yeah?
Just real quick.
Is it a little story?
Yeah, I'll tell it really quickly. So do you guys remember Eliza Dushku?
Yeah.
From, what was that show, Dollhouse?
Dollhouse, yeah. So
I was in, here in New York, I was in Chelsea, which is right where I work, and there's this group of, like, guys and girls, and they're all kind of, like, dancing and, like, yelling and partying outside of this restaurant that's two doors down from where I work, and I walk by, and I'm kind of trying to see what all the commotion is about, and they're all gathered around this one person, and I'm like, I know that person from somewhere, and I looked it up on my phone, and it was Eliza Dushku, and I went in, because I was just like, or like, what's going on? So I went in, and it turns out they're having this big like karaoke party for somebody's birthday. And I went in, and I actually got to talk to her for a little bit, which was like really weird because when you have like no, you're like, I know you're famous, but I don't know anything else about you. And I couldn't tell you one other thing Eliza Dushku's been in. But like, she was really nice, and we had like a little conversation just about, it was like kind of general pleasantries, like weather and things like that. Like nothing of substance.
Can you believe how hot it is?
But she was
crazy.
She was like really welcoming. She's like, no, we should like do karaoke. And I was just like, I've never really done it because I haven't. And she's like, you're going to love it. I'll go first. You guys can go. And like, this was in a group of other people, but she's just like, you're going on after me. She points to me and she gets up on stage and she goes, doctor, doctor, give me the news. And I just went, fuck this. And I walked out because I am not a doctor.
I saw that coming. As soon as you said she wanted to do karaoke, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. That was quite the journey.
I like that you said there's not going to be a bit about this.
And there it is. Thank you, Andy, for derailing this right
off
the
bat. All this is getting cut out.
All right, so let us get to our guest. Will you please
know her
let
from
us?
Dollhouse.
It's Eliza Dushku, and she wants to karaoke with us. Okay, so our guest today is Mr. Harry Nelson.
Hey, everybody, what's going on?
Answer him.
We'll wait.
We'll wait for you guys.
It's like Dora the Explorer.
All right. Well, you know, you all know.
Everyone knows me. No need for introductions. Andy, I have so many questions about your story. None of it was true. You never saw Eliza Dushku at all? You've never seen her?
No, never.
Have you really never done karaoke?
Never.
I'm trying to get through these fast. Can you really not name another thing she's done except for Dollhouse? Dark Angels
Dark
one?
Dark Angel? I did not remember that, but now that you say it, I do remember.
I think she was in Chainsaw and Bob Strike Back as well.
I didn't remember that.
That's pretty good stuff.
That's true. Get her mixed up with a bunch of other brunettes.
Well, Harry's taking control here.
Sorry,
as if it were his own podcast.
Speaking of which, you definitely know Harry.
You know Harry from his podcast, Harry Says Yes.
Which just wrapped up.
About a week and a half ago, is that correct?
Yeah, it's all done.
So you, the 100 episodes, mm-hmm. all each one better than the last.
Yes.
Take that first episode and...
Oh, yeah, piece of garbage.
All right, so... Harry has a story that he wanted to tell us, and at first we weren't sure about it. He kept pitching it for a couple months, and we turned him down like three or four times. But, you know, he convinced us this time. He had to slip some money our way, but we're here now. This is it.
Finally. I finally have a forum to do it.
All right.
Before you guys had a podcast, I'm like, do you guys want to hear this story about my injury? And you're like, no, but there will come a time. And now here we are. The very first time I ever went to the beach, I'm from Indiana, mm-hmm. which is a landlocked state.
Beautiful beaches.
No, that's the thing. There aren't them there.
Oh. You have dunes.
We have dunes. You can go up to Lake Michigan. That's a thing. But that's far away from where I'm from. So the first time I ever went to a beach, I went to North Carolina, I believe, or South, one of the Carolinas.
Okay.
Where's Myrtle Beach?
That's South Carolina, isn't it?
Aha. Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry. It's North Carolina.
It's North Carolina.
That way I have both, so I can cut out the wrong one.
I was a child. I was just a child. First time ever at the beach.
How old would you say?
I was probably like six or seven.
Okay.
I'm wearing my little shorts. I run down to the ocean. There's apparently like a rock near the ocean. I guess they
oh, I know that rock.
Yeah, you've heard of it. It's in North or South Carolina. And upon this rock was a barnacle. And that barnacle was a sharp thing that cut my foot right open.
So you, when you say rock, do you mean like big rock?
It was like it was kind of like a, it looked like, it was a series of rocks that was forming like an outcropping into the water.
Okay.
And I like got up on that because it was a lot of fun and I'd never seen such a thing. I was just a child.
Okay.
Yeah, cut my darn foot right open. And then for the rest of the time, I just wasn't allowed to go in the water because my mom was like, that's a big cut. We don't need stitches or anything.
Was it like bleeding a lot?
Yeah, it was bleeding a fair amount.
And did you realize it at first, like as soon as you stepped down on it, like something hurt? Or did you get into the water before you realized
it? No, I think somebody pointed it out to me because I was a pretty scrappy youth. You know, I was always
Your foot's
around.
Just gashed open.
Yeah, there's something wrong. I still have a scar. You guys want to see it? Is that a segment where you guys look at scars?
We'll check it out.
All right.
Can I ask, you said that you were on this trip with your mom and your mom's friends. Were there any other children there?
Yeah, two of her.
Or is this just like...
There are two also children my age.
Okay.
And this was also the first trip I ever saw a naked woman.
Yeah?
Because the girl who was my age at the time came out of the whatever without a bathing suit on. And I was like, holy shit. So I didn't say that I was a child.
It's like Ursula Andress coming out of the water in Dr. No. It's a famous scene.
Oh, yeah.
It was like that, but with a six-year-old?
It was like that, but with a six-year-old.
But you did call her a woman.
Well, you know, to me, she was a woman. That was cool. I was in the house because I couldn't go outside. So.
Oh, that's when you saw it?
Yeah.
So how long was this trip?
It was like a 4 or 5 day, like week-long excursion to the Carolinas.
And when this was going on, did they just like leave you at the hotel or something while they went out? Because if you couldn't go in the water, what else? There's not a lot to do there.
No, I remember it being very boring.
Sorry, North Carolina.
I'm not sorry.
We had like a beach house. We like rented it out for the week and I just sort of hung out. At a certain point, my mom tried to like bandage my foot. Like, so to, like go out, but don't like get in the water. But
then she put a bag around it?
She should have put a bag around it. But they were like, oh, salt water is good for it. And she's like, well, yeah, but it's like the water's like gross and full of like other shit. So like probably don't do that. So she put like gauze around it and she said I'd like be running down the beach and like gauze would just be flying off my.
It's like the toilet paper trail going off your foot.
I realized that this story was a piece of garbage. So I called my mom today and was like, hey, do you have any like details about like that story? And I wrote down what she said. I have a piece of paper here.
She's like, you saw a naked girl.
Yeah. But I also got some details about other injuries to supplement the story and even it out. So it's sort of like a whole thing.
Okay. Sure.
Cool. So when I was 4 or 5, my aunt ran over my foot in a car. She was in a car and she ran over my foot.
Why? Why'd she do that?
She was angry at me. No, she just, you know, I was playing around the driveway like kids do. So she ran right over my foot. And then my grandma called my mom at work and she was like, you gotta get home. Aunt Martha ran over Harry. And my mom's like,
what?
My mom's like, is he dead? And my grandma was like, no. She
forgot to say foot.
Yeah. So I guess like, she did that and I like wasn't putting my foot down and like wouldn't, like was like crying and stuff. I cried all the time. Do you guys cry a lot as kids?
No. Well,
I would define a lot.
I can't really remember, but I think after a certain age, like, I never cry anymore.
I remember, like, the first time somebody, like, told me, like, oh, you shouldn't cry. Like, it was never, like, a masculine, like, men don't cry. Like, nobody ever told me that, but I was in...
But that's true.
Absolutely.
I was in fourth grade, and I had my desk. I was big into leaning back in my chairs, and I would lean my desk up towards me, and I did this thing where I would just, like, roll the pencil up and let it come back down. And I rolled it up and it came down sideways and it was going off of the desk and I went to like catch it. I was going to like pancake it in between my hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I caught it too early and it went down into my hand. Like I stabbed myself with the pencil and there's still a piece of graphite in my hand from that. But like this was like at an age where like you still needed a buddy to go to the nurse. You can probably bleep his name. Frank Mandola was the guy who took me.
Why would we bleep names now?
Because he listens to this. He like walked with me to the nurse, and I was just like, really in a ton of pain.
Don't let him see you cry.
No, he goes like, he didn't know what to say, and he's walking with me, and it was a long ways. Like, we're on the other side of the school, and he goes, well, at least you didn't cry. And that was the only thing he said to me over like 40 minutes of like being there at the nurse with me and walking back.
So ran over the foot.
So yeah, so they took me to the emergency room. I guess what actually happened was that the gravel in the driveway just like moved and I like twisted my ankle, because by the time like the doctor saw us at the emergency room, I was quote dancing around the emergency room and completely fine. So they all felt like idiots. Also, once in middle school, my cat attacked me in my hallway. I'm still covered in like scars from the cat attacking me.
You scar easily, man.
I do scar easily.
So did you put it down?
Yeah, myself.
It was an old Yeller situation.
Yeah. I took him out to the shed.
It made me a stronger frontiersman.
Yeah, here's the big question: did you cry?
Only after.
Okay. After you killed it, or after you got scratched?
After I did what I had to do. But then I fainted in the hallway having done that. I've only ever fainted twice. Once then and once after I gave blood.
That's a common thing, isn't it?
Fainting after you get blood, or fainting in general?
Yeah.
After you give blood.
Well, I thought it was fine.
From the low blood sugar, right?
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, man.
And finally, when I was a kid, I was playing with Legos. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Legos are very flammable.
I did not know that.
No.
Legos will hold a flame. If you light a Lego on fire, it's holding a flame. And through some ill doings, there started a small fire in my room.
Did you rub Legos
together? Yes.
Together?
You started the fire?
I mean, who knows how these things start?
I mean, hopefully you would know.
I mean,
was anybody else there? How about that?
I was all by myself, and suddenly the fire broke out on this Lego set.
Did God speak to you through the burning Legos? It was either that or you started the fire.
Listen, I'm not on trial here, you know?
So
you lit the Legos
just
on fire.
Just serendipitously, a fire started in your room, and the Legos held that flame.
Yeah.
So God came down to you in Lego form.
And he said, light me on fire. In putting out the flame, I put it out. It ended up being like, it like cut, went to my bedspread. It was like a whole thing. But then I stepped on a flaming Lego and had this like giant like blister on the bottom of my foot. I had to go to the doctor and get like cream put on. It was gross.
Now, was this the same foot with the barnacle?
Oh my God, it was the same foot with the barnacle.
Oh.
But it was a few years later. I'd grown and matured.
You know, you shouldn't use the Lord's name in vain, as he probably told you in Lego form.
I feel like we're omitting a real crucial part of this story. How did the fire get put out? Was it with your foot, or was...
It was all blur. I acted fast. Yeah, I think, I don't know, I probably just smothered it with my foot and other... other things around the room. But then it was like there was like a whole cover up, because when my mom got home, she didn't want my grandfather, who also lived there, to know that it happened.
He's like, what's that smell?
So God was here, and he said, what we had to do was we made bacon and like burnt it.
On purpose?
Yeah, so that the house was just full of bacon smell and not.
That's a good idea.
And then I just hid my terrible foot injury.
Did you have to like wear like an air cast or anything like that, or did you just limp around?
I think I just limped around. It didn't last so long, but it was really gross, and it hurt. It had to like, it was on the bottom of my foot, so I could like kind of walk with the heel in such a way that I wouldn't like
a pirate, and that kind of like leg swing.
That was my pirate period. It led to a whole thing.
Can I go back to the,
of course,
the cut,
the barnacle cut?
Yeah. Have you been back to the ocean since?
Yeah, but every time I go, I cut my foot immediately.
Just for old time's sake?
Yeah, I just feel like it's what I should do. Give my blood to Poseidon, the sea god.
Oh, man.
So do you think it was Poseidon who came to you in Lego form?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, do you have any other questions for Harry on any of his numerous injuries that he forgot about completely?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of memory. Like, I don't remember a lot of stuff. And I stay inside all the time, so I don't get hurt.
Well, like, the being on a trip and then, like, day one hurting yourself reminded me of, like, when I was in Cub Scouts, we went on this camping trip, but it was really just, like, they rented out this big cabin. And we were going to do kind of outdoorsy stuff for, like, 4 days, like, Thursday through a weekend. And on the first day, as the, like, adults are, like, building a fire outside, we are inside this giant cabin and we're jumping over stuff because I loved to do that as a child. And there was a stool and that was our primary thing we were jumping over. Now, in this place, there was a giant wood-burning stove, which, unbeknownst to us, had been moved from its original place back about 4 feet. And the bolts that wood-burning stove were originally attached to were still in the cement sticking up out of the ground. And upon stacking more things on this chair and trying to jump over something higher, I didn't make it one time, fell forward and landed knee first on one of these bolts, which is like about the size of a dime. And it went so far into my like knee that you could like see like way far. I should have gotten stitches.
You could see In God We Trust on your knee.
Yeah. There's a little Roosevelt just hanging out.
All right. Well, Harry, do you have any advice for young children that would be listening to this?
If you go over to the beach, watch where you're going. There's a lot of sharp stuff out there. Also, if you're calling to say that somebody got run over, you should say that they're not dead.
Specify with that. What got run over.
Yeah.
And if you ever want to cover up a fire,
use bacon and or God or both.
Yes.
All right. Well, Andy.
Yeah.
I think we just have enough time for one game.
Would you like to play a game?
I wanted to play two, but I'll settle for one.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for being so understanding.
So, Andy.
Yeah.
What game are we playing today?
Today, we're going to play The Ouch Couch.
Let's hear the theme song to Ouch Couch. It seems nowadays friends step to me bogus and end up on my couch at night without notice. I had it up to here with these lazy cats sitting sleeping on my couch and I'm tired of that. We don't have theme song.
Sure.
Let's bring out the Ouch Couch right now. Harry, you want to just have a seat on the Ouch
on
Couch?
On that thing? It looks a little... All right, I'll do it.
It's just been reupholstered, so, mind it.
Are you comfortable?
Oh, yeah, this isn't bad.
It's not bad, right? Yeah.
All right, so now that you've gotten comfortable on the Ouch Couch, the way this game works is it's kind of a Family Feud style. Actually, it's exactly that. It's basically Family Feud, but you're on a comfy couch. What do we have on the line for Harry here?
Today we're going to be playing for 50 greenbacks.
50 greenbacks?
50 greenbacks.
Holy crap, guys. I could really use those greenbacks.
And Andy, what is the theme for this?
The theme for this one is injuries in the fashion industry.
Okay.
All right, so we're looking for the most common fashion-related injury.
Okay. All right, I'll see what I can come up with here. I'm going to say zipper-related trauma, so like getting something caught in a zipper.
No, that is not on the board.
It's not. That's the first X.
But that's a really great answer.
I'm really good at Ouch Couch. All right.
Well, I mean, you did.
Not yet.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
In theory.
Still looking for the top five fashion-related injuries.
I'm going to say like a high heel breaks and a ankle gets twisted.
That's right. That's number one.
Nice.
That's number one.
That is the most common fashion-related injury from high heels, sprained ankles, heel pain in general, and plantar fasciitis. There's four answers left on the board.
All right, I'm gonna say if you're wearing a big flowery costume with like a lot of extra material and you walk by like a candle and then it just goes up right up in flames and you die.
No.
That's,
no,
not, that's not on there?
That's not on there.
You were close. It was flaming Lego.
So we still got four left up on the board.
That's two red X's.
All right, I'm going to say, so if you, like, wear a fur, but you don't check
Time out. I don't really think about this. We're looking for the most common fashion-related injuries.
Yeah? I feel really good about this
Okay, sorry to interrupt. I just want you to know these are the most common fashion-related
injuries.
The
most common?
Yes.
All right, so if you're wearing like a lion fur, like the fur of a white tiger or lion.
Yeah.
But you don't check it and make sure that it's dead all the way. And then like halfway through your evening, it comes back to life and eats you to death.
Is that on there, Andy?
It is not. But that was number six.
See,
that was number six in the top.
Close.
In the top 10. And because you're so close, I'm going to give you another chance to guess one.
So you got one more.
Okay. Another fashion-related injury.
A common fashion-related
injury. Super common. More common than fur coming back to life.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that if you starch a shirt too much and it gives you little cuts all over your body without you realizing it, and you bleed to death and die.
Show me starch cuts. And, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Harry. You did not win the ouch couch. I'm going to have you get off the ouch couch.
But yeah, it's so nice.
Just
we have to wheel it back into storage.
We got to put it back away.
All right.
Guys, can you wheel that back out? All right, hold on.
You're going to have to get out. The Teamsters aren't going
to
move you.
You have to get out of the way.
All right, fine. Look it off the ouch couch.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Sorry, they're part of a union. We just got to...
Yeah, it's there's a lot of rules.
We can't touch the couch. They have to move it.
Yeah, I had a podcast. I know how it works.
So do you want to hear the other ones you came so close to getting?
I guess.
There was oversized purses / large carry-alls. That
oversized
was the second...
Purses.
Yeah.
I like how in Family Feud they all yell.
The whole
right
audience
answer.
Goes,
of course.
Oversized purses.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, so large bags causing like posture imbalance-related injuries.
Oh, sure.
A lot of back injuries and slinging something heavy over your shoulder causing long-term neck and shoulder pain. And strangely, the third most common fashion-related injury is from carrying a small tote.
A small toad?
Yep. People comment they want to be so careful so they don't squish it in their hands.
No, I want to see where he's going with this.
In being so careful, they're paying so much attention to the toad in their hands that they're not paying attention to their surroundings, and they often run into things or fall down, sure. Walk into traffic.
You know,
hit by cars.
Actually, now that you say it, I have seen that a lot on the red car or on the
red carpet.
Whose toad are you holding today? a small tote, commonly perching the tote in the elbow, causes this weird strain in the forearm, and a lot of people reported this injury exacerbating tendonitis, which seems weird, but that's the third most common injury. The fourth most common, dangly earrings.
Oh, sure.
Heavy earrings causing earlobe damage that often requires surgery.
Ugh.
And the fifth most common injury is...
That's the drum roll.
Oh.
It is...
Lion.
It is scarves. The risk of...
Just scarves.
Yeah, it just says scarves. The risk of snagging it and getting it caught in just about anything. That was the way they worded it. Just about anything.
Yeah.
So it could have been a lion.
Yeah. Lion scarf.
All right.
That's why I don't wear scarves anymore.
Well, I'm sorry. You didn't win the 50 greenbacks. Yeah. We're going to put this
like
back
it was
in the safe.
A moral victory.
Well.
That's the ouch couch.
That was the ouch couch. It's already been wheeled out, so it's just a distant memory for you now.
I miss it.
It's comfortable, right?
Yeah. And now I'm standing like a jackass.
All right. Well, Harry,
what up?
Do you have anything to promote or plug? I know you said you were saving some stuff for the end.
You know, guys, I'm on Twitter. At HC Nelson. I'm pretty good on Twitter. I do a lot of good work over there. So, see what you do.
A lot of good deeds?
Yeah. I'm always helping people out with my hilarious jokes.
I'll vouch for that.
Also, thank you. I also have a podcast that's no longer active, but it is releasing the occasional new episode. You can find that at harrysaysyes.com. These guys are both on it, and it was a lot of fun. And a new podcast eventually, but...
Oh,
no,
any idea?
Really to speak of.
Or
yeah.
Are you keeping that under the...
I'm thinking about doing a thing about injuries.
Brian, do you have anything you want to plug?
I'm going to plug Tony Ho. It's a comedy or sketch comedy group from Toronto, kind of long form kind of sketches that have a slow burn to it, but it's really funny stuff, really messed up.
And super creative.
Yeah, very... Very creative.
Well done.
Check out Tony Ho Comedy on YouTube and enjoy it. Andy, do you have anything you want to plug?
If you happen to be going to the Del Close Marathon, Saturday morning at 3 a.m., the coveted time slot, is held by myself and my friend Jeremy Friedman. We're going to be doing a 15-minute show we're calling the Tom Hardy Boys Mysteries.
So awesome.
If you want to come out at 3 a.m. on Saturday, we will be at the Magnet Theater.
So thank you for being here, Harry.
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm sorry I really messed up the whole flow of the podcast. I feel like you guys are angry with me.
No apology necessary.
Hey, we'll get over it.
I'm sorry. Have me back.
Eventually.
Guys, if I ever get seriously injured, I promise you'll be the first people I call.
All right. Well, we'll wrap this up like we usually do, where we say, as much as we like talking about injuries,
we don't like getting them.
And we don't want you to get them either. So stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there, guys and girls. And, you know, whatever, your gender is a construct.
All right,
so
wrap it up.
However you identify.
Wrap it up.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got it.